Wendy Malik, Jeremy Bradley from Speak For Media. How are you?
Good.
Hot in Cleveland. The biggest show on TV land. How does that feel?
Great, great. We are just thrilled beyond words that people tuned in and liked it and wanted more and unexpected fans.
Now, I'm going to tell you in a second my favorite moment from the show. Okay. I want to hear yours, though, first.
For me?
Yeah.
They're probably in the last few that we've shot, which are going to be on this summer, but from the past ones that have aired, I loved the goiter episode.
I was going to say that, with the twitch and everything.
The twitch, that was really fun. And then the first one that we had Huey Lewis come, and he was my old boyfriend, and when we got together and we're both too old to do the things that we had fantasized about doing, that was great fun. You like the goiter episode?
I did. That was, especially, yeah, walking out of the room with the limit. Look at you doing it. It almost comes naturally. I'm a little bit worried about that for
I've been sort of doing this kind of thing my whole life. I love to mimic people. So.
Now, we know Susan Lucci.
Yeah.
Do I even have to say anything? Tell me about that connection, where that all came from, because your character is a rival.
They ran with it, and they let me sort of invent my backstory that I'd been on a soap opera for 27 years. I came up with the name Honor St. Raven, which just made me laugh. And so then they decided they'd do a running thing about Susan being my arch nemesis. And when they asked her to come play, she was thrilled. So, and then I was on All My Children for an episode.
That's right, you did a crossover. Now, it wasn't just one episode on your show, though. She was.
Yeah, they were in a two-parter, she and Michael Knight. Yeah.
And what was that like, though?
They couldn't believe that we take 5 days to shoot a half-hour show. They shoot, 100 pages a day on that soap opera.
Now, tell me, what was that like being on a soap opera then? Was it a complete change then from doing a sitcom? Or?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
They shoot a lot fast, really fast. And I just did one episode, but I went on as Victoria Chase.
Right.
That was in my contract.
Right.
So it was even on my dressing room. It was Victoria Chase's dressing room. It was crazy.
And now I know the show's coming back for another season. Can you give us any tidbits? Do you know what's going to be happening with the girls?
We've shot about half of it so far for the summer. And it starts out going to find Elka in Amish country, which is very, very crazy and very fun.
I know you've been asked many times about what it's like working with the legend Betty White. Can you sum that up in one word for me?
Inspirational.
Yeah, she really is.
She is the best person to grow older with of anybody I can imagine. And she's a real girlfriend of mine now. And I'm so grateful to have her in my life.
And we've seen that, though. I mean, sometimes it's forced when a cast gets together. It seems like it was all just natural when you group of girls.
We actually travel very well together. We've been doing a lot of promotion for this show, and we've been to Europe, and we end up we're probably seeing more of each other than we do our families. Thank goodness we really, really enjoy each other's company. They're all great broads, and I'm in excellent company.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Wendy Malik.
Ladies and gentlemen, back here, you're going to be